to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA at 7:12 on this Friday. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
Ladies, does it make you cringe when the man in your life says, oh, I'll fix that?
Yeah, you know what? Recently, they just came out with some stats that are kind of staggering.
That's
a new survey. 72% of men said they could handle very, very basic home repair and improvement stuff.
Yeah, give you an example. 51% say they can unclog a toilet. 53% say they can fit a curtain rod. And wallpapering and painting, about 61% feel competent to do that.
But it keeps going down from there. It's not like your dad's house where dad knew how to fix everything. So there's got to be a guy. And the guy in the neighborhood for us is Pete DeIvanoy and joins us live and local on KDK. Pete!
Hi, Larry.
You're the number one name you hear walking through the neighborhood. Hey, Pete! And people always, Pete, they always have a question for Pete, right?
Yep.
What's the number one question you get?
Well, it's just, little annoying things that the husband can't fix and the wife, you know, wants them repaired or painted.
Is the toilet number one?
No, once in a while when they can't get it unplugged, it needs a little more than just that, but...
They call Pete. Now, Pete he's one of those guys that knows how to use all the tools, has all the tools, does everything.
Yep.
You mean you've got a garage full of stuff that would make other guys go, yeah.
Yeah, what is that thing?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, getting ready for the change of seasons, why don't you give us the top three things we all need to be doing at home?
I'll tell you, the main thing that works constantly in your house, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is your furnace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main thing you can do to your furnace, one, is make sure that it works. You know, turn the thermostat on and make sure that it does work. The second thing you can do is once you determine that it does fire up, you turn the thermostat up, you got some hot air coming up, is to then make sure your furnace filters are all intact. And the third and most important thing is make sure the inlet and the exhaust port are not blocked on the outside of the house. Those are very important.
Pete, how come it is when you turn on the furnace for the first time in the fall, you get that smell? There's always that smell, and it's almost like, oh, is that thing on fire? Is it burning something?
Well, you got to remember that the manifold inside on the furnace hasn't been used.
The man of what?
The manifold inside the furnace for using to heat up the burners inside there have not been used. So what you're doing is you're burning out a little bit of soot or debris that might be built up or over a period of the summertime that the furnace was actually engaged.
Yeah, a lot of people obviously may be firing up the furnace for the first time this season over the weekend because it is going to get chilly.
Yeah, that might even be tomorrow.
All right, the furnace, what else?
Well, the second thing you can do is if you're heating your house by either a coal furnace or a wood firing stove or maybe wood chips, is to make sure you have your chimney checked out. Chances are you didn't use it over the summer, and you got to make sure that there are no bird's nests inside there or no animals got down inside there and made some kind of nest inside there.
All right,
have any blockage.
Number three.
I'll tell you, then the other thing is you got to do is make sure that you get your gutters properly cleaned.
Yeah.
Get all those leaves out of there and everything that you're going to have will start accumulating right now because you don't need that weight. And then the weight of the snow and or freezing rain inside there, that'll cause those gutters to come detached from the house and fall down.
I would imagine that anything that's up there cluttering the gutter would also increase the chances of the gutter freezing up quicker with the ice and the snow and everything else.
Well, that's correct. And it just creates a dam effect, and that water just adds to the weight that's already accumulated inside the gutter.
Pete, that's excellent information for those of us that are just like regular people.
Yeah, and you're not talking a lot of time to do something like this. If you read the front of your furnace, it'll actually tell you some step by steps on changing the filter. Clean your furnace, make sure it looks good, and fire it up. Those are simple tests. And if it does not work, by all means, seek professional help.
Is it easier to work if you got one of those tool belts on?
Well, it makes you look a little more professional. Anyway.
Yeah. Let me just say this. Pete walks around a little taller than everybody else today. He walks around like a gunslinger with his stuff, and people call out from just like an old Western.
Hey, Pete!
Hey, Pete! How are you, Pete? Pete, I know you got a busy weekend. Thanks for taking some time this morning.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much.
And we may call again soon.
Oh, that's no problem at all. Any questions you have, please forward them to me.
Pete, we just feel better after talking to you, you know? I mean, I think I'll go home and check my manifold tonight.
Even if you tell your wife, I talked to Pete.
I talked to Pete. He said it's okay.
Pete said it's good. Trust me. Pete DeIvanoy on News Radio 1020 KDKA. There's usually one guy in the neighborhood. Maybe the next thing you should do is find that guy in your neighborhood and be very nice to him.